the real toll of this war for Russia. Unclaimed body bags stacked in refrigerated trains. Soldiers dead on the front line as Russia claims to rescue the Russian-speaking population living here. Ukraine says about 25,000 have lost their lives so far, but Russia puts that number at about 1,300. We were given rare access to the bodies left behind as Russia retreated from the Kyiv region. He was an elite paratrooper. This jewelry was found on him, allegedly stolen from Ukrainian civilians.
Ukraine treats the dead enemies better than how they treated civilians. They will be kept as long as need be. The government will decide because Russia refuses to take them. It doesn't want them. Each body is a proof of a war crime. So if they refuse to take them, Ukraine will bury them at our own cost.
The war is in its third month, but so far Moscow has no clear victory to show for it. Even in predominantly Russian-speaking Mariupol, where it did enjoy some popular support in the past. Now Yevgeny Sosnovsky says those voices are gone. He just came out of the port city 2 days ago.
I was cycling past the destroyed theater building. I noticed that they were clearing the main avenue and the central square. Perhaps they were preparing for this so-called victory parade. But I also could still see the blue and yellow of the Ukrainian flag. And vendors are refusing to sell goods in ruble, only Ukrainian currency.
Yevgeny has documented life under occupation as much as he could without getting detected by soldiers. Hardly the image of a liberated people the Kremlin want to portray. After failing to take Kyiv, Russia has concentrated its air power on destroying Ukraine's infrastructure in what it calls a special military operation. But so far, more than 3,000 civilians have lost their lives and the human cost for both sides is rising by the day. Olga is among the millions displaced by the conflict. She's also just made it to safety with her two young children and mother.
Before their arrival, life was good. We had a beautiful city, parks, everyone had life plans. Work, freedom of choice of language, freedom of movement, freedom of thoughts. We lived freely. Then Russia came to rescue us. They liberated us from our houses, our jobs, some of their lives, some of their legs or arms. That's the liberation.
Olga has now switched to the Ukrainian language with her children. While Russia celebrates its victory against Nazi Germany at the end of World War II, it is now embattled in a war that didn't go as expected. Hod Abdelhamid, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.